ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei. In the middle of Omer Aleph, the Gemara raises the following question. Boi minei Rav Achadvoi, Barami Mirav Sheishas, Hama Arab Atzmei Mau, someone somehow does a tashmish with himself, what's the halacha? The Gemara comes out, L'maskana, V'bekayshi, L'mishkachaslo, it must be talking about Meshamish Meis, and it's totally in the Machlokes, if Meshamish Meis Barayis is Potter Achayef, if Meshamish Meis Barayis is Potter, so it's not called a Bia, so obviously you're going to be Potter, and if you hold that Meshamish Meis Barayis is Chayef, over here you're going to be Chayef two Chatayis, one for being a Sheikhev and one for being a Nishkaf. That's the maskana of our Gemara. Now there was a Gemara in Afnan Dalam at Beis, that brought down a machloikis or Rekira Mishmael in the case of Habala Zachar, Vehivia love Zachar. He does two separate acts. He was born a Zachar and he also brought a Zachar on him. The Gemara says, according to Rekiva, there's only one pasuk, but according to Mishmael, Yechayev two chatayis. Chodom eloisite in shchavticha, chodom eloyia kadesh. Since there's different psukim for Baal Zachar and Hevi Zachar love, therefore Yechayev two chatayis. Toises the Bermaskul Habala Zachar on Nafnan Dalam and Beis, as from the Gemara increases. The Gemara increases on Naf Beis says that any time you're over two Isurim that are both in the same parsha and only have one Kurz for both Isurim, so without a special Pasik being Mechalik, you're only going to be Chayiv one Kurz. Even though it's a different Lav, since there's one Kurz, therefore you need a Pasik to be Mechalik and separate the Chatayis. Taisus asks, even if Habala Zachar and Hevi Zachar Alav are two psukim, like Rabbi Shmuel holds, one is Leisitin Shchavticha and one is Leia Kadesh, but they don't have two separate karuses in the Torah, they only have one karus. So why you chayev two separate chatoyas? Taisus answers, over here is different than the Gemara increases, because over here there's two bios. Kivan Shein Beis, bios, Afal Gav, Deleka, Kral, Lechalik, you chayev two. Taisus is answering, the Gemara increases is talking about someone that was Ba on Achaisai, and she herself is on Achais Aviv. So since there's only one Bia, then we say that even though they're different Lavim, but since they're one Karas, therefore you only Chayiv one Chatas, unless you have a Pasik to be Mechalik. However, in the case of Baal HaZachar, Behavi Zachar Alav, where there's two Bias coming on, that alone that there were two separate Maisim is Mechalik and Yechayiv two Chatas. Comes along with Kiva Eger, and he says, I have a tremendous kasha on Taisus. I have a Gemara, not like Taisus. How could Taisus say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only reason why Bala Zachar Ve'evi love Zachar is Chayiv Shnayim without a Pasuk to be Mechalik is because there's two Biyahs. There's a case of one Biyah, an Afton Heim and Aleph, when you're doing Biyah with yourself, and the Gemara says, Chayiv Shnayim, Chodah Sheikhiv and Chodah Nishkaf. But if the only reason you're able to be Mechayiv Shnayim is because there's two Biyos, why Mechayiv Shnayim in this case? You should be back to the rule. The Gemara increases that if there's one Karas, you need a Pasuk to be Mechalik. Over here there's one Karas, you don't have a Pasuk to be Mechalik. And you can't tell me there's two Biyos because here there's only one Biyah. Kvega remains with the Sarach Ian on Taisus. So there's two Mahalchim we could say. The Taisus Rosh on this Gemara asks, why you Mechayiv Shnayim? It should be Toloi in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Only according to Bishmal that you have two psukim, you have Leisitin Shchavticha and you have Leyekadish, then it makes sense Yechayiv Shnayim. But according to Bekiva, that both of them are learned out from Leisishkav, he holds Bala Zachar and Hevi Zachar Love are both learned out from Leisishkav and Leisishachev, it's all one pasuk. So according to him, why Yechayiv Shnayim? So Taisus Rosh says, it means that you're Chayiv Shnayim, not in one case. It means that you could be Chayiv because of either of these Isurim, and if you give him Hasrav Leisishkav or Leisishachev, either way he'll be Chayiv. And in Echanami, you can never be Chayiv two in one Helam. So we could borrow this Taisus Rosh approach to the Gemara and use it for Taisus in Rabbi Shmuel also. Taisus would say, in Echanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll never be Chayiv Shnayim Bevas Achas because there's only one beer, and the only time you're Chayiv Shnayim is by two beers, two Maisim, and here there's only one Maisa. When the Gemara says Chayiv Shnayim, it doesn't mean anything more than Taisus Rosh is saying in Rabbi Kiva. And that is that you're able to be mechayev him because of either of these isurim, either because of din sheichev or nishkev. But ein echanam, you'll never be chayev two in one case. The problem is, this would answer Taisus, but you will still have a kasha on the Taisus Rosh. The Taisus Rosh quotes Taisus on Nafnan Dal and Beis. And he says, according to Yishmael, you're only chayiv two because of tubias. So one could ask on the Tezer Rosh, the different form of Rikuegis Kasha. According to the Tezer Rosh, who said like Tezer Naftan Dalan Aveiz, that according to Yishmael, you're only chayiv shnayim because it's tubias, why in Afnan Hey, when the Gemara says chayiv shnayim, the Tezer Rosh only asks according to Rikiva why you're chayiv shnayim? He should have asked according to Yishmael why you're chayiv shnayim. I mean, we're saying that his answer for Rikiva, that the Gemara doesn't really mean chayiv shnayim, it just means either or, would help for Rabbi Yishmael, and that would be an answer for Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash on Taisvis. However, the Taisvis Rosh himself would be shver, because the Taisvis Rosh brings down Taisvis, and he only asked on Rabbi Kiva on Naf Nun Hei. So Enoch Nami's answer helps, but why didn't the Taisvis Rosh have a question on Rabbi Yishmael? So the answer we're going to have to say is like the Rishash. This would answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash on Taisvis, and it would be a teretz for the Taisvis Rosh. The Rishash says that al karachach, this is considered like two bias. If someone does hara to himself, Taisus earlier that said that you need two bias to be mechalik, would understand this is considered two bias. And that's all the Rishash says. And Sarach Ian, what exactly he means? Where's the two bias? The chayr is one bia going on. A person's doing kashas with himself. How are we to understand this Rishash? So we have to say that he's understanding, when Taisa said earlier that Beis Bias are mechalic, it doesn't necessarily mean two Maisa Bias and two acts, which is the standard way of understanding Taisa. The Rishash holds is not the point. Rishash holds, the point of two Bias is to make two Shemesh. It makes two name tags. We have two ways to describe these acts. One is a Maisa Bia with a certain name tag, and one is a Maisa Bia with a different name tag. So in the case of a Baal of Zachar, a Havial of Zachar, it's very understandable. It's not so much because he did two acts, rather the two acts are causing us to see these as two different name tags. One is called a Baal of Zachar, and one is called Havial of Zachar. Since you have two different names, that alone is enough to differentiate and separate the Chatayis. Taisus' point is just to be mechalic between the case of Baal HaChayshe Shehi HaChayshe Aviv. If you do one beer with a lady, and she's an HaChayshe and HaChayshe Aviv, we don't have enough to separate the names of these mice. And there's one mice of Bana Isha, Yabana Isha, which is a Chaisa, and Yabana Isha, which is also a Chais Aviv. We don't have enough to separate and call these things separate acts. There's no two separate things here. There's one act, there's one name here. He was Bana Chaisa, that's also a Chais Aviv. How are you going to differentiate and say there was a Bana Chaisa and also a Bana Chais Aviv? But if you do two Bias, which means you have two ways to look at this, and the reason why we'll have two ways to look at it is because there are two actions going on, then you're chayiv shnayim. But let's say you could have two name tags without doing two ma'isim, the Rishash holds, that also would be enough to differentiate the chatoyos. So Rishash is saying that if you bought an atzmai, so what we have here is bought a zachar and havi zachar a love, you have what two bias gives you. Two bias gives you that we're able to differentiate and separate and isolate each ma'is from each other, you'll have that even by one beer. If you look at the Taisus Rosh carefully, when he brings down Taisus earlier, he says the reason why, according to Bishmol Yechayiv Shnayim, he says because there's two beers and two shemes. So you could learn he's saying separate things, but I think the Rishash would say it's all the same thing. The fact that you have two beers makes it into two shemes and separates the Chatayus, and therefore you're able to be Chayiv Shnayim, and therefore even if you're born Atzmai, where it's only one ma'isa, since it's two shemesh, you'll have what two bias give you, and you'll be able to do chayiv shnayim. So, because we have Rav Kiva Eger's question, according to Taisvis, that you need beis bias to be mechalek to chatayis, how could the Gemara say that Baal Atzma is chayiv shnayim? We attempted to use the Taisa Rosh's idea that the Gemara doesn't really mean chayiv shnayim, it just means that you could be chayiv either or. We said in the Taisa Rosh alone it would not help, so we need to say the Rishash's teretz, which is a big chiddush, that it's considered, it has the maila. By Baal Atzma, you have the Milo of Beis Bias, which we're saying means you're getting us the same result that Beis Bias gets you. The Gemara continues, Boy me name Rav Sheches, Oivit keichavim ha-baal ha-behem ha-mau, takalo v'kloin v'inon v'hocha takalo iko, kloin leko, idomo takalo, afapish ein kloin. The Gemara has a suffix for goy, is baal ha-behem ha-mau, so there is a takalo, and a vera was done, but there's no kloin, there's no shame. That a goyim is not an embarrassing thing for people to say, this is the behemo that this goy was born it on this behemo, therefore there's no klein. Is takala alone enough of a reason to kill a behemo? There's a big shaila in the Paiskim. If the din that we're killing a behemoth, when a goy is born a behemoth, is that being compared to the din of Misa of a goy, or would that be compared to the Misa of a Yisrael? Since with the case of the Torah, that you kill an animal, is when a Yisrael was born a behemoth. So the case of the Torah, the behemoth is Kemisus HaBayel and Kachmisus HaShor. The Shor is going to have the same dinim of needing two Edim. You need a Bezdin of 23. That's a fact by Yisrael. The question is, it never speaks about a goy being born a behemoth. So on one hand, we could say, since the case of the Torah is when a Yisrael is born the behemoth and you need a Bezdin of Chav Gimel and two Edim, so too, any case of killing a behemoth, which is all learnt out, in essence, from the case of the Torah, of killing a behemoth by Yisrael alav, therefore it should be compared to a Yisrael. Or, maybe you'll say, since the person that's being boiled a behemoth, the goy, does not need Chav Gimel, on his dinam that he's Chayav Misa, on the Zayin Mitzvah Vnei Noyach, nowhere do we find that to kill a goy you need a Bezdin of 23. Rather, the halacha is, if there's one aid and one dain, you're able to kill him. All these halachas of two Edim and a Bezdin of Chav Gimel are only said in killing a Yisrael, not by a goy. So the question in short is, are we comparing the animal to the goy that's born on him, or are we going to compare the animal to a behemoth that was by Yisrael on it, where the halacha is that you need Chav Gimel and two Edim? So there's a Tshuvas HaBach in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, that paskins, that you make a hekesh to a goy, just like the goy does not need a Bezdin of 23 and doesn't need two Edim, so too the behemoth that had a goy being born it, the halacha would be, you don't need a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. This has a tremendous halachic ramification, because the Bach says, even Bizman Hazeh, when we don't have an acting Bezdin of 23, but we could have one dying and one aid, therefore, Bizman Hazeh, the Tshuvas HaBach paskins, a behemoth that had a goy being rava on it, would be Aser Ba'ana. There's a Chi of Misa, you have an aid, you have a dayan, it's a Chi of Misa, and it's Aser Ba'ana. That's how the Bach paskins. However, there's a Tshuvat from the Chacham Tzvi, Sim Peidal, he argues, the Shoyal asked him, it was an animal that he knew that a goy was born, this animal, so it should be Aser Ba'ana, according to the Bach, even Bizman Hazeh. The Chacham Tzvi argues, and he says, the other side that we mentioned, since the entire, you know, Yafusa, the entire source of killing an animal is all when a Yisrael is born the animal, and that, in that case, it's obvious that you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel and two Edim. Therefore, Bezman Hazeh, we don't have Bezin of Chav Gimel, and there's no Psak from Bezin, therefore, you would not have an Isra Anah Bezman Hazeh. And it brings a raya that we compare the behemoth that had an Akam bar on the behemoth to a Yisrael being born on a behemoth, and not to the halachas of the guy himself. Because which misa do you get? The halach is, by the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, the goy gets sayif. When a yid is bar on a behemoth, the halach is he gets skila. Rashi now says clearly that when the goy is bar on the behemoth is getting skila. Why is he getting skila? If we compare him to the din of the person that's bar on him, then the halach should be he gets sayif. The guy gets saif, why are you getting skila? It must be the din harigas behemoth is the same din in the Torah, but if Yisrael is born a behemoth, he gets killed, so too, if a guy is born a behemoth, if the kala without klein is enough, so it's the same misa, it's not a new type of misa, it's not a misa of ba'akam alav, it's a misa of a behemoth that had someone being born him. The Mar is specific if it applies when a guy is born a behemoth, but the misa that you're getting is the misa of the Torah, when Yisrael is born him. Therefore, you get skila, and therefore you need a bezin of 23, and you need two edim, and therefore it does not apply bizman hazeh. Now, there is really a gemara that sounds like the Bach. The gemara of Tezayin has a shayla, if the shor of a kohen gadol, needs a bezin of ayin aleph or chav gimel. We know anything the kohen gadol does, all his dina Torah, we pass him with a bezin of ayin aleph. So what about the shor of a kohen gadol? Do we say, when we're dealing with his shor, it's the regular bezin of chav gimel, like every shor, or maybe make a hekesh that you need ayin aleph? So it does seem that we're making a hekesh to the owner. If a kohen gadol was bought on his behemoth, the Gemara has a strong sign that the behemoth should need ayin aleph. So it would sound like the Bach. It would sound like that if a guy is bought on a behemoth, since the guy doesn't need any bezin at all, just dayin echad and eid echad is enough, so to the behemoth should be enough with that. From the fact that Gemara has a tzad that a behemoth should need ayin aleph, should be a raya to the Bach. The Chacham Tzvi asks this question on himself. He says it's not a raya. The whole Gemara in the Daf Zayin is just saying a suffix lekula. Maybe we should be mekel. Maybe we should be mekel and say that make a hekesh, and we should be mekel and say maybe only dain aleph, since the Kohen Gadol has the dain aleph, so the behemoth that the Kohen Gadol was bar should also have the kula of dain aleph. But to make up such a strong sad to be machmir and say that instead of chav gimel it's enough with one zela mitzinu, we only find the Gemara waking up with this mechudish tikkat sad. To be makel and say you need ayin aleph, we never see to a tzad to be machmir and say you like the Bailam. So therefore the Chaim Tzvi is chaylik on the Bach, and he holds you not makish, you don't compare it to the person that's being born on the behema, rather you compare it to the source, and the source is a Yisrael that's born on the behema, and therefore you'll need a bezin of chav gimel and two eidim. Now one other thing on this topic of takala, is a tremendous chiddush from the Rambam. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perikid Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins something that there's no Gemara, there's no source in any Gemara for such a halacha. The Rambam paskins a Yisrael that's bought on a Goyish lady, afilu pnuya, she's not married, she gets killed, hine reges, because she's bringing a takala, she caused a Yisrael, or she enabled a Yisrael to do an aveira. So therefore we're treating her like a behemoth. And he brings him a car for Midian. We find in the Psukim in the Torah that the Neshe Midian caused the Bnei Yisrael to be Baaleha, to be Baalehen, to do Znus, and they were killed out. Since you see that they were killed out, you know, which exact Aveira did they do to be Mechayev Misa? So the Rambam says it must be that their entire Aveira was that they brought a Takala. So just like we kill a Behemah, so too we kill any non-Jewish lady that causes a Yisrael to do an Aveira gets killed with this din of Takala. So the Magen Mishnah, on that Rambam, asks the obvious question. The halach in the Torah that we're killing out Midian has nothing to do with the din that you kill a behemoth. The Haraya, the Magen Mishnah says, we find they killed out any Isha that was Roy to do Bia. Anyone that was 3 years old and up, it's Roy, the Bia got killed. Even if we knew that girl didn't do a bia, so you can't tell me the reason they were killing out the Neshe Midian was because they brought a takala. If we find that we even killed out people that we know did not cause a takala, rather the Magen Mishnah says it must be a rasha, since they caused so much avei dezara and so much takala, such a churban and such a magefa and klal Yisrael, so many people died. So they were, of course, for such a tremendous magefa, therefore, there was a rasha, a one-time thing, they were killing out all the Bnei Midian, they had a right labia because they caused such a catastrophe. But on a regular basis, if a Yisrael is born a Goya, you have no right to learn out from there any halacha have anything to do with takala. So the Magen Mishnah says a tremendous chiddush, and that the Rambam must have made like a compromise. The Rambam saw from the parish of Midian the severity of causing the Bnei Yisrael to do an Aveir of Znus. So in the case of the Torah, which was a very extreme case, that it caused Avodah Zarah and it caused the Magefa, so over there they killed out anyone that's Roy Labia. But the Rambam held, you have a right to learn out from here, you have a right to assume that based on the severity that the Torah is treating such an Aveir, that so too any Isha that causes Ben Yisrael, causes a Yid, to do a znus with her would be chayiv midin takala like every behemah. So he's using Midian like a marshal to show the severity of how strong the Torah deals with such a case. But in Hanami, that case was a one-time harasha, but we do see the inyan that the Torah is very makbid on this takala. That's what the Magen Mishnah says for the Rambam. Now, it's coming out a tremendous chiddush. That means a regular goyish lady, one of the Bnei Noyach, that she's an Eishes Ish and she's Mazana, so she's over on her halachas of a Ben Noyach. So we know the halach is, we get Saif. The all Haruge, we mentioned this earlier, all the Chiyube Misa of the Bnei Noyach are always Saif. And you don't need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel is only for a Ben Yisrael that does an Aveira. That's Chayiv Misa. Bnei Noyach do not need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. A Bezin of one Dayan with one Eid, you don't even need two Eidim, is Chayiv Misa. Now, according to this Rambam, you're not really getting killed because you're Ben Noyach. Mitzad Hilchos Ben Noyach, a Paniya Ba'a Pnuya doesn't get killed. The only reason over here, even though it's a Paniya Ba'a Pnuya, is that you're causing a Yisrael to do an Aveira. So Yisrael has Ban a Goya, we're killing the Goya, not because she was over on the halachas of Ben Noach, rather because she caused a takala, like a behemah. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Ois Yudalid, says a tremendous halacha, which makes a lot of sense. He says that based, according to this Rambam, that a Yisrael Ban Agoya, a Pnuya, is getting killed because of takala, she would have all the halachas of takala. For example, she would need a bezin of Chav Gimel. Just like every behemah, we have a din kamiza baal and kach mizah shor, that the shor always needs a bezin of Chav Gimel. So takala needs Chav Gimel. So since over here you're not killing her because of Hilchos Ben Noach, even if there'll be no halacha in the world of Ben Noach, she would get killed. She's like a behemah. So she'll need a bezin of Chav Gimel. There's no reason to say she doesn't need Chav Gimel. She's not getting killed because she's a Ben Noach. She's getting killed because she's loygar from a behemah. Since a behemah needs Chav Gimel, she'll need Chav Gimel. Also, she's not going to get saif. Saif is halacha of a Ben Noach that's getting killed. Over here, you're not getting killed because you're a Ben Noach. You're getting killed because of takala. So you're not going to get saif. So what should be the halacha? So at first glance, one would say she should get skila, like every behemah. But on that, the Minchas Chinuch says, the only time she get the animal gets skila is if the person that's born the behemoth also gets skila. So we compare kamisa baalim kach misa shor, that the bailim and the shor are getting the same misa. Over here, that the yisrael that's born the guy is not getting skila, so there's no reason to say she gets skila, even if we're comparing her to a behemoth. But it has to be the same setup as a behemoth. If behemoth is only getting skila when the person that's born the behemoth gets skila, so over here, that the person that's born the goya pnuya is not getting skila, she won't get skila. So what do you do when you're stuck? The default misa is always chenek. The most kal, we pass in the most kal of all the Arab misas is chenek. Therefore, you're going to get chenek. You're not getting saif because you're not a ben noach. You're not getting skila because the person that's born you is getting skila. So you have no real chiv. We have no reason to give you any specific one of the misas. Therefore, you're going to get chenek. So you're going to be different than every ben noach in these two ways. Usually a ben noach gets saif and does not need a bezin of chav gimel. Over here, you're going to be mekel chenek, and you're going to have the din of Chav Gimel. The Gemara continues, and Rav Shesha says, Pshitas to the Shaila, the Shaila of a Goy, Ibit Kichov, that's born a behema, where there's takala and there's no cloin, does the animal get killed or not? Rav Shesha has an answer. Rav Shesha says, Ma'i lona shein oichlin vein shayisin vein merichin amra teira, hashkeis, sreif, vekalei, hoyle bala adam takala yodon. Every tree that's used as an asherah, it's used as an avodah zarah. The halacha is you destroy the tree. So amasach chaveh medakei chayim medakei misa halachas kama v'kama. So for sure, a behema, even though it's a kol without coin, would have halacha being destroyed. That's Rav Sheshes says shita. Now the Chiddush Eran speaks out in a very important point, an obvious point, that one could ask that by ilanos. It's very different than by Raviyah. By Raviyah, the person that's bought on the behema is getting killed. So you brought a takala, you caused the person to die. Masha'enke by Ilanais, Allah is the Ilan is Asabana and has a din that you have to destroy it, even if there's no Edom, and there's no Gemar din, and no one's getting killed. But if you know that you bow down to this tree and it's an Avodah Zarah, so you have to destroy it. It has nothing to do with someone getting punished. So the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, answers that it's mevur in the sugya, and it's really Gemara Amud Beis, that the takala has nothing to do with the person getting punished. The Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis that even a katan, with Lavar Einshin, it's considered a takala because you caused him, and you enabled him to do an Avera. So too over here, by Revia, the takala is not because someone's dying and getting punished. Rather, you were the object that enabled someone to do an Avera, therefore you brought a takala, and therefore you got destroyed. He also asks that the halacha is that an avodah zarah of a goy has bittul. If the avodah zarah of a goy has bittul, that means that if a goy bows down to a tree, or any other avodah zarah for that matter, that avodah zarah has to be destroyed. But if the goy renounces the shame of avodah zarah from this object, in mevatlet, and avodah zarah has long sugis, how exactly you're mevatel, if you have to do a mice or not, but you are able, you have the power to take off the din of avodah zarah and it won't be destroyed anymore. So how could you tell me that the reason why an avodah zarah is getting destroyed is because of takala? If the reason would be takala, there should be no way to renounce the shame of avodah zarah. It's still the thing that caused the person to have a downfall. So it brought down the takala. So if the reason you're getting destroyed is because of takala, the halacha should not be that you're able to be mevatel on avodah zara. So the Ran answers that the yisoid of bittul is that you're making a panim chadashas ba'ol kan. When you say and you do a bittul to the avodah zara, what you're doing in essence is saying this is a new thing. It's not the thing that was here yesterday. Since it's not the thing that was here yesterday, you're going to lose the chiv of takala. Means in reality, anytime you have an avodah zara and it caused a person to do an avera, it brought a takala and therefore it gets destroyed. The whole din of bittul is that you have a power to make that this thing is not the thing that was avodah zara yesterday. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. It's not the thing that made the takala. Therefore, you're not going to have to destroy it. But it's not a raya from every bittul that the reason that you're destroying it is not because of takala. Really, when it is an avodah zara, you destroy it because of takala. The whole point of bittul is to make it that it's not the thing that brought the takala. So just to recap these 2 points of the Ran, he had first asked that it can't be that you're destroying a tree because of takala, because no one's getting punished. On that, the answer is, takala doesn't mean a punishment. Takala means an avera, like you see from a katan. And the second question was, from the fact that this bittul is a raya that you're not destroying it because of takala, on that, the answer is that bittul is a new idea of panim chadashas ba'ol kan, that's a new object. Now, lahalacha, it's a big controversy. How do we pass in halacha? In the Gemara, we have Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is clearly saying that takala without klein is the reason to be destroyed, and therefore he paskins that you kill a behema that had a ovid yichavim ba on the behema. Now, in the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara asks that every mishtachav lebehemtoi titzavit miktala. Why don't we kill the behema when someone bowed down to the behema? And Abaye says that kleinim merubah, that kleinim muat, that the shame of the znus is a reason to kill an animal, but it's not really a reason to kill an animal when it's klein emuot, which is when you bow down to the animal, it's a lower level klein, and therefore you don't kill the animal. So Rashi asks that Rav Sheshes said you don't care about klein. So Rashi has 2 terutzim. Either Abaya argues on Rav Sheshes, and he holds that you need takola and klein, and he's saying you only kill by klein emuot, not by klein emuot, or he agrees to Rav Sheshes, he holds that you would kill an ovid yichavim that's born a behema. And he knows there is some form of klein even by a goy, but by Elonis you don't learn it out from, because Elonis is no klein. By a behemo, a goy that's born a behemo does have some form of klein. The kitzer, Rashi is mesupik if Abai is arguing on Rav Sheshes. Taisva says that Abai agrees with Rav Sheshes, but Pshutai, Rashi in the first Lashon, is learning that Abai and Rav are arguing on Rav Sheshes. La halacha, the Rambam paskins that you do not kill the animal. That if you have a ball of behemo, you will not kill, even though Rav Sheshes is saying you do kill. And Rashi's Mesupik Vabai agrees to that halacha, the Rambam paskins that you don't kill the animal. And the Kesem Mishnah explains, the reason you don't kill the animal is because it's a suffix. Since we have a machlekes of Sheshes with Abai and Rava, the Rambam wasn't sure how to paskin, so he went lakula. So you're not going to kill the animal by a oivikichavim, hapo ala behema. It's a suffix when you have a tekala without a coin. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. If you kill the animal, so the Kesem Mishnah says, the Rambam is Mesupik, and therefore he paskins that you don't kill the animal. This is all in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam and Kesem Mishnah are over there. Now the Achrayim ask that what's this svara of the Rambam and the Kesem Mishnah that by a suffix you're not going to kill the behema? There's a mitzvah deraisa to kill a behema that had a biyadon to the behema, biyad derami kabecha. So if it's a suffix mitzvah deraisa, we should have the regular rule of suffix deraisa lachumra. You, Bezdin, is sitting there with a suffix, they might have a chiv, a mitzvah deraisa, to kill this animal. What type of svar is this? That because it's a suffix, therefore you don't kill the animal. Adarava, because it's a suffix, you should kill the animal. So Rabbi Chanan, in the Tzkevet Shiurim Baba Basra, Reish Chav Gimel, he's dealing with the Gemara throughout Shas, that when you have a suffix, if someone's Chayav Misa, he's Pater. The Gemara always brings a pasuk. The Gemara always brings a pasuk of Yitzilu Eda. Yitzilu Eda says that the suffix Nefashik Ol Lahakol, and you don't kill any person. The Gemara has an example that a person threw an arrow at a group, and there were 10 Yidden and 10 Goyim, and we're not sure who he ended up killing. The Gemara says, you can't kill a person if we're not sure who he killed. So Rav Chanan asks, what do you need a pasuk for? There's an issa to kill somebody. It's a ritzicha. So Safik, the Raisa L'chumra, would dictate that you're not allowed to kill him. You can't kill somebody, Misafik, because you might be over an issa. So why do we need a pasuk of Yitzilu Eda, that if it's a suffix, you don't get killed? We should know Misvara without a pasuk, that's suffix in the Pashat of the Hakam. So Rav Chanan answers that it must be that if it will just be a svara, that is an iser tzicha, and therefore you can't kill him, that would be a suffik. And a suffik, you go l'chumra, so you can't kill him, but it wouldn't be a din vadai. The Torah is saying in Tzilu Eda, anytime you have a suffik, we pass him with a din vadai, he is not mechayiv misa. And there's no real nafkamina, but our sugi would be a nafkamina. Based on the rule of Tzilu Eda, that anytime there's a suffik chayiv misa, you are bivadai potter. So by an animal, the behemoth, we have a rule. Kimiza bailam, kamiza shard. There's always a hekesh, the behemoth to the bailam. Since by the bailam, when there's a suffik, you're not allowed to kill him, mitin vadai, the Torah said, if you're not 100% sure that if someone's chayiv misa, you can't kill him, not because there's a suffik iser derais of a sikha going on. Rather, the Torah said, you only kill somebody, you only get a chayiv misa and bezin if you're 100%. If there's a suffik, you're potter. So by behemoth, our Rambam is very good, like Rabbi Chanan says. The Rambam holds that if you have a suffik, like Machoikis, Rav Sheshes, and Amayin Rava, if a behemoth is Chayiv Misa, since if there be a suffik, if a person's Chayiv Misa, the halacha would be your potter. Not because of the Issa Ritzicha, rather it's Xer Sakasiv. If you're not 100%, then your potter. So too the behemoth. Even though, based on straight logic, we would say that it's a suffik mitzvah deraisa, and you should kill the behemoth, Jimekayim, the mitzvah be'ad derami kabacha. But since it's a hekish behemoth to a Adam, and by a person, we have a cause of a tzilua eda, that when you're mesupik, then mitin vadai, the Torah is saying 100% you are not mechayiv misa, therefore over here the behemoth is not mechayiv misa. Because you have the exercise cause of a tzilua eda, that if you're not 100% that someone's mechayiv misa, he's not mechayiv misa at all, the Torah is vadai, as a fact. Therefore the Rambam is beautiful, and the Rambam is paskening, since it's a suffix of sheshes, and a bayin rava, therefore we're not clear, not sure how to paskin by Oivit Kichavim HaBaal, Behema, therefore the Rambam Paskin is a Yipater, all based on the Pasuk of Tzilu Ha'eda. Gemara continues on Amud Beis, and they have an opposite question. Instead of the question of Takala without Kloin, the Gemara is now clarifying what would be if you have Kloin without Takala. What's the case of Kloin without Takala? If someone was bought on a Behema B'Shoigig, a Yisrael was bought on a Behema B'Shoigig, so there's no Takala, didn't really do an Avera, into a strong Avera. But there is a claim, there's an embarrassment. Do you kill the animal, v'chayagav? The Gemara brings a raya, or attempts to bring a raya, from a brisa about a girl at the Baal Shal Hashanim. And in the midst of the brisa, it says that all arayas are chayiv if they're ba on this girl. Baal leo, echem, mikol arayas, mu'us b'tayra, mumpsen al yada. Now, mikol arayas includes a behema. So you see that a behema that's ba on a three-year-old girl is going to get misa. And a three-year-old girl, there's a kloin, it's embarrassing for her, but there's no takala, it's not really an aveira what she did, and still you get killed. So it's a raya that kloin without takala has a chiyuv misa. The Gemara says it's not a raya. Why? Kiven de mezidehi takala nami ikka. Tremendous line, tremendous chiddush, that a girl, even a katana, and the Gemara says same thing a few lines later, in reference to a katan, ben tesh on him. If someone's amazed, even if you're a katan or a ktana, kolo nami iko. There's a takala here. There was a stumble here. And a bear was done. You don't get punished? No. Rachmanu d'chas Allah. Allah dido chas rachmanu. Abahim alay chas. The Torah is having rachmanas on you. Really, you did a maisa avera. It's a tremendous avera, tremendous takala. Really, you should get punished. There's exerts that cause of the Torah is having rachmanas on you. On you, they have rachmanas. Maybe in your behemo, they won't have rachmanas. So you don't have a raya to this Shiloh of Takala, of Kloin without Takala. Now, there's an interesting Ramah in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph. He says that a katan that does any Avera, he hits his father, or his other Shara Averis Bikat Nusoy. This is the Ramah quoting a Trumas Adeshen. He says, if you do an Avera, Afal Pisha Ain Sarach Tshuva. We know a cotton's not getting an einish, that's a fact, so you don't really need to do tshuva. Mikol makom, the Ramah says, toivloi shekabel al atzmai ezu dover l'tshuva l'kapara. You should do some form of tshuva and kapara. Now, where does he get this halacha from, that a cotton or ktana that does an avera doesn't need a real tshuva, but should do some form of tshuva? The Magen Avraham says, his mekor is from Sanhedrin and Hayim Abayis. The Gain also brings down our Gemara. Our Gemara is the mekor that a cotton that does an Avera is not nothing. It's an Avera. The Gemara is calling it a Takala. To the degree that the Gemara is saying that you're able to kill a Behema, even if a Behema needs a Takala, this is considered enough of a Takala to kill the Behema. It brought about an Avera, but by a katan and a katan, and that's called a takala, and therefore you'll need tshuva. Just have to point out that even the Ramah and the Magen Rambam that are comparing our sugya and bringing our sugya as a mekar that you need tshuva, they are saying you don't need a tshuva gemura, you just need a slight ezu davar l'tshuva l'chapara, was the lashon of the Ramah. So it's not a full avera, but it is an avera to some extent that you need to do tshuva.
So that's the first yisoy you see from this gemara, that a katan's maisa does have a shem avera, to the degree that you might need to do some form of tshuva. But the G'dayi Achronim try to even learn out more from here. Rav Eger, in his tshuvas, Tanina, Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, he brings a shoyl. The shoyl asked him that l'chayra, this gemara should be a raya to the famous Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Naira Perek Gimel Paskins, that the rule of Pita Ketana Einesu, that even if you convince a Ketana to do Znus, we still treat that Znus as a Maisa Einus, not a Pita, because we do not consider her having enough das to be called a Maisa Beratzain. Rather, we treat it as if it was a forced Bia, for all the Nafka Minas between a Mefata and an Einus, we consider her an Einus. However, the Rambam is Mechadish, that Legabe the Din, that a Saita is also Labayla, any person that does nus willingly is also labayla, we will consider the znus of a ketana as if it was a rotzen. And the whole din of pita ketana einesu would be in a gay, all the other nafkminas, but not would not play a role in being also labayla. It's the Rambam Shita. So the Shoyal says, why do all the poskim argue in the Rambam? L'chayra, our Gemara is a Gemara mefureshes like the Rambam. Why? Because the Gemara is mavur that a shoygig is not a takala. The whole Gemara suffix was, if you do a bia b'shoygig, that's a case of klein without takala. The Gemara tries to bring a raya from a ketana. The Gemara says no, because a ketana is considered a takala. Because since she's a mazid, we consider her a takala, so we do not have a raya to the shayla of when you have a klein without a takala. So it's mavur in the Gemara that a mais of a ketana is more of a takala, more of an avera, more of a stumble, more of a problem than a regular shaygig. And we know, we pask, and the Ramah brings down from the Marik, that if each is a ayma mutter, she thinks she's allowed to be mazana, that the halacha is that she's still asa labayla. Even though she thought she's not doing an avera, still the Marik and the Ramah paskin that she's asa labayla. And if we're saying over here that a ketana is more of an avera, more of a takala than a regular shaygig, so if every ayman mutter, which is like a shaygig, is asa labayla, for sure a ketana should be asa labayla. So even though we pass kipita ketana einesu, but in regards to being asa labayla, our Gemara would be a proof that you're asa labayla. Kivege says that the shayl is wrong for two reasons. First of all, he says, this whole yisrael of the marik, it's a tremendous chiddush that you're asa labayla. You're only a shaygig, you thought you were allowed to do it, so why are you asa labayla? So the Marik is medayik from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Umwala Moal Ba'isha. The reason you're also Labailo is because you rebelled, you betrayed your husband. It never says Moal Moal Ba'Hashem. It's not because you rebelled and did an Aveira on Hashem. Rather, you rebelled against your husband. Every Ayman Mutter, in Echanami, you thought you're allowed to do it. So the Aveira to Hashem is not so strong. But in regards to betraying your husband, the rebellion in your husband is a full-fledged rebellion. You thought you were allowed to do it mitzad avera, but you definitely betrayed your husband. That's why you're usher to your husband. Since it's the me'ila be'isha with her husband, therefore she's usher in her husband. So when it comes to the issue of who rebelled more in a husband, it's very plausible to say that a ketana has less das than a shaygig and is less of a rebellion happening in your husband. So even if the halach is that a shaygig is asr labayla, doesn't necessarily have to mean that a ketana is asr in a husband. All our Gemara is talking about is what's more of a takala, what's more of a rebellion in Hashem. On that we see that a shaygig is not such a rebellion in Hashem. A ketana is more, is considered more bedas, more willingly doing that aveira than a shaygig. So even though a ketana doesn't have full das, but the fact that she was mezida and she did it willingly is more of a takala than a shaygig. But when it comes to in the shayla being asa labayla, then there's a big difference. A shaygig is a more of a rebellion in the husband because the entire shaygig was all in regards to being moil b'Hashem. But in being moil in the husband, a regular gedayla who has full fledged das is more of a merida, more of a rebellion. And therefore, just because a shaygig is asa, it doesn't necessarily mean that a ketana would be asa. That's the first dichui from Rav Kivega. Then Rav Kivega says the whole hanacha is wrong. You have no right to say that because our Gemara is saying there's no takala by a shogeg, and there is a takala by a ktana, you have no right to prove that a ktana has a more of a shema avera than a shogeg. Because in reality, it could be that a shogeg by a gedol is a bigger avera. Our Gemara doesn't mean anything more than that since this avera, when it would be done by a gedola, would be something that's very chamer, therefore it has a shem takala. Any maisa that by a gedola is an avera, when a ktana does it, it's a maisa avera. And therefore, it's considered enough of a takala to kill the animal because you cause someone to do a maisa that if she would be a gedola, would be a maisa avera. And he proves it. I mean, that's a big deichik in the Lashon HaGemara, but he proves it. Because what's the halacha when it comes to be mafresh someone from Isser? If you walk outside and you see someone, b'shoigig, being over in Isser Shabbos, obviously you have to be mafresh from Isura, even though you're only a shoigig. But a shoigig is also an avera. A shoigig has to be a carbon. A shoigig is something that needs a kapara. So if you see someone doing a shoigig, obviously it has to be mafresh him. But when it comes to a katan or a ktana doing an avera, it's a big sugya, and we paskin that you do not have to be mafresh a ktana from doing an avera. So obviously, a ktana's avera is less of an avera than a shoigig. I, our Gemara, calls a ktana takala, even though shoigig is not called a takala. On that, he says, you have to say the chiddush we just mentioned. The Gemara just means a maisa, that when you're a gadol is an avera, then when a ktana does it, it's called a maisa avera, and that alone is enough of a takala to kill an animal. Since the girl is willingly doing something that if she would be a gadol would be called a maisa avera, that's enough for a takala. So there's no raya in our Gemara that a ktana's maisa is more of a takala, more of an avera than a shoigig. All we see is that it's called more of a takala in regards to killing a behema. Because when it comes to killing a behema, we say, any maisa that if you would be a gadol would be called a maisa avera, that's enough of a takala to kill the behema. So Mikveg is having two dichuyim, why it's not a raya from our Gemara, that pita ktana oinesu would still be asa labayla. First of all, in regards to me'ila and the husband, a shaygig is more than a ktana. And second of all, the whole idea that we're saying that a ktana is a takala is overrated. There's no real gemara that ever says a ktana is called a takala. It just means, since if she would be a gdala, it's a takala. Therefore, it's enough of a terrorist takala to kill the behema.
We can add a little Hesofa's beard to this Kiveger with a stipler and kills Yaakov Yavama Simon Laman Aleph. Over there, he's dealing with the Shiloh. The famous Shaila in Mishnah's Yaakov and Ibn Ezra and Mem Zayin deals with this Barichus. The Shaila is if a katan is not muzer at all Isurim were not given to a katan at all, or he is muzer, he has the Avera. The whole Miyat that we know that a katan and katan are not included in the mitzvahs is all Lagabi Einshim. He has the Isur, but he's never going to get punished. He's not responsible for his actions. But he is over the Azharah. And he brings the Mishkanes Yaakov brings rise lakana lakan. He brings the Gemara in Yevamos Aflamin Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there is dealing with Enes Chal Isser. The Gemara says a case that you do not have the rule of Enes Chal Isser is that both Isurim are Chal Bavasachas. What's a case of two Isurim being Chal Bavasachas? The Gemara says a katan that becomes a gadol on Shabbos, so the Isser of a Zor to do Avodah and the Isser of doing Avodah on Shabbos are both happening at the same second. So you have the two Isurim, Zor doing Avodah, and Avodah being done on Shabbos that are all coming at the same second. Because yesterday he was a Katan, he didn't have the Isser. Today when he becomes a Gadol, both Isurim are being Chal, Bevas, Achas. So even though usually Shabbos comes after the Isser Zor, Zor you had your whole life, and now it came Shabbos, now the Isser Shabbos kicks in. But since he only became a Gadol on Shabbos, therefore, both Isurim are Chal Bevas Achas. Mishkanes Yaakov says, it's evident from this Gemara, that there's no Isser on a Katan. If there's an Isser on a Katan, he's Muzer on all Isurim. The whole Miyad of a Katan is just, he doesn't get an Einish, so in regards to Einish Chal Isser, you're not going to say it's Chal Bevas Achas, because the Isser of Zor was already on him from yesterday. So he's Mechir from this Gemara, that all Isurim do not apply at all to a Katan, therefore both Isurim are Chal for the first time on Shabbos. However, the Mishkanes Yaakov says he has an hour Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daftan Hemabes, is saying that a katan is called a takala in regards to killing the behema. If a katan's mice is called a takala in regards to killing a behema, Mishkan Yaakov says, it's mavur that he is muzer. If he's not muzer at all, why is it called a takala? So it's derived from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that he is muzer and the entire miyad is just a miyad that you don't have the einshim. So he really has a stira. The Gemara Yavamis is pretty clear that he's not Muzer. The Gemara Sanhedrin is clear that he is Muzer. So the Stipler wants to answer as follows. Very similar to the Kuvega we mentioned. He says, he brings down from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan Kavishurim has a Sefer in Chelik Beis, Kuntris Divrei Sefer in Siman Aleph. He asks two very sadistic questions. First of all, he says, we find some gzeiros that were made by the Bezdin of Shame. Shame was, he asked the Yichud with a guy, many other surim that were made by the Bezdin of Shame. The question is, before the Torah was given, there's no Lysasar. So nothing's being mechayev anyone to listen to this Bezdin. If nothing's being mechayev anyone to listen to Bezdin, what's the point of the gzeiro? Why are we over? What does it mean that someone's over on a gzeiro of the Bezdin Shel Shame? We have no chiyev to listen to them. Similarly, he says, a lot of Rishonim hold that Katan has a chiyev chinuch. The chiyev chinuch is not on the father to make sure the kid does the mitzvah. Rather, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon for the Katan to get himself used to doing mitzvahs. The question is, if a Katan doesn't have a din of leisaser, he has no chiyev to listen to the Rabbanon, how could the Rabbanon put a mitzvah on him to do something? He doesn't have to listen. So he's mechiyev from this, a big yisoy, that the Chachamim could figure out what's the Ratzon Hashem, what's the Ratzon of the Torah, what's the Ratzon of the whole Bria. If they say, the Rabbanon HaMasakin, that this is what Hashem wants from the Bria, this is how the world has to run, so everyone's going to have to listen, not because of Leisaser, rather if you're a Bria, and the Rabbanon figured out what the Bria needs, what Hashem wants in this Bria, so if you're part of the Bria, you're part of the creation, you're going to have to listen. Not because of Leisaser, rather a Svara. If the Rabbanon, the smartest people, are able to figure out what Hashem would want in a situation, and you're part of Hashem's world, you're going to have to listen. So the disciple says, all our Gemara in Sanhedrin means that it's a takala when a katan does an avera, is that since this mice is usher when you're a gadol, so you're doing against the Ratzon HaTorah. Of course it's not an issue. You're not muzer. Like the Gemara in Yevamos is klar, like the Mishkanos Yaakov proved, there's no azhara on a katan and a tana. However, a behema that's nirva from a katan will get killed because you brought a takala on a katan. Aye, the katan is not muzer. She says the katan's not muzer means that he has no avera that he was over. There's no issue in the 613 that he was over. However, the Ratzon Hashem is that you shouldn't do these mices, as is evident that when he's a gadol, this is a mice te'eva, this is a mice that's mechayev misa. So since a katan is being a mezida on a mice that Hashem doesn't want, that alone is enough to be called that the behema was involved in a takala. He caused a downfall. He caused someone to do something that's against the Ratzon HaTorah. So just like a katan has to listen to the Chachamim, even though he doesn't have leisaser, and just like you have to listen to the Bezdin Shel Shem, even though there's no leisaser, so too a katan's maisa is called the maisa avera to the degree that there's a takala happening that's enough to be mechayev the behema misa, even though you're not really over on any of the 613 mitzvahs. This is very similar to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, when we say it's a takala, we just mean you're doing a maisa that if you would be gadol, you would be an avera, and that's enough to be killed the behema. Kveg never said the punchline. The stipler is really adding on that the yisoid is, since this is a maisa that clearly Hashem doesn't want, a katan is never allowed to do any maisa that we know Hashem doesn't want. So he's not really over an ashara, but it's enough to be called a kala to give a chiv misa to the behemah. So that's one answer to this kasha from the Mishkanos Yaakov. Another answer found in the Arsameach, the Surah Biyah, Perikimel, Halacha Beis. He wants to say a tremendous chap to answer this question. The question that we're dealing with is, one more time, the Gemara in Yevamos is pretty clear that a katan is not muzer on Isurim, and that was in regards to a zar doing avoid on Shabbos. It's clear that a katan before Shabbos, before he becomes a gadol, does not have an isra at all. The Gemara Sanhedrin is saying you kill a behema that had a katan being born him because it's called a takala because he's amazed. It's pretty clear that he is muzer. So Sameach says as follows. The halacha is that you only get an einish if you're 13. That halacha, that shear of 13, is halacha maish misinai. All shear are halacha maish misinai. So the shear that you have to be 13 to get misa is halacha maish misinai. Ben Noach was not given that shear. That means a Ben Noach, as long as you're a Ben Das, is going to be, have a chiv misa. That means in regards to the Zion Mitzvah Ben Noach, as long as you understand what you did, you're chayv misa. Now the Arsameach has a mechilta. The mechilta says, the mechilta asks, if a katan is potter after Matan Torah, so it turns out the Torah is really being makel, because before Matan Torah, we're saying the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, which applied to all Yidden also before Matan Torah, That was even by a Ben Das, who's not a Gadol. And now we're saying that after Matan Torah, so a Katan is Pater, so the Torah is being Mekel. Well, it says, no, it's not Masav the Torah by giving the Torah is being Mekel. Rather, you're still Chai B'din Yishmayim. All that happened with the Torah was they took off the Yechiv de Adam. Bezdin Shalmat will never give an Einish to a Katan. But you're still Chai B'din Yishmayim. So it's Mavur that on the mitzvahs that a Ben Noach has, a Katan is really doing an Avera. And if you'd be a Ben Noach, you'd get killed. It's Exeris HaKosid, you're not Chai B'din Yadam. However, any mitzvah that a Ben Noach has is Mavur in the Mechilta, a Katan Ben Yisrael is really Chai B'din Yishmayim. So based on this Yisoid, you can say a tremendous, simple answer to the Kasha and the Stira of the Mishkanes Yaakov. He asked that in regards to the Gemara Yevamos, the Zohar that does avoid on Shabbos, it's clear that a katan is not muzer, but when it comes to the shayla of a katan being baal b'hema, it's clear that he is muzer. The Yismael says it, yes, 100%. Any mitzvah that a ben noach has, such as a raya's, which includes zacher being baal and a b'hema, so a katan has it. It's a mechilta. Katan is chayv in Yishmael on anything that if he'd be a ben noach, he would be chayv on, since a ben noach is chayv on a zacher baal b'hema, therefore even a Yisrael is chayv in Yishmael on such a maisa. That means every katan is going to be called a takala because it's a ma'isa avera. It is avera. Yichai b'din Yishmayim. It's called avera, and the Gemara is very simple. The Gemara is saying the behemoth is getting killed because they brought about a takala. However, in regards to the Gemara Yevamos, which is dealing with the Zohar, they're doing avoda on Shabbos, and a Zohar doing avoda on Shabbos, and a Zohar doing avoda at all, those are things that do not apply to Ben Noach. Since they don't apply to Ben Noach, there the rule is there's no ashara at all to a katan. And the Gemara is saying a very simple thing, that it's going to be Beis Yisroel Vasachas, because a Katan did not have this Isra at all, and when Shabbos comes along, he becomes a Gadol, he has both Isurim. Only in regards to the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, such as Zachar being Baal Behema, then we're going to say he's Mozer, because since the B'nai Noach is Mozer, therefore a Yisrael also has a Chi of Lotzis De Shemai. So we have two Terutzim to the Kash of the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Stipler and the Saints Willi Rekiv Eger are understanding that in reality, a katan is not muzer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Afnan Hey, doesn't really mean that he's muzer. It just means there's some idea of takala. Because since if you be a gadol, and since this is the Ratzon HaTorah, that's enough to be called a takala, and therefore we kill the behema. The Yosemeach saying it depends on the case. Anything that a benoyach has is called an avera. Anything that a benoyach does not have is not called an avera by a katan. The Gemara continues, it brings a braisa about the status of a girl that's 3 years old. So the halacha is, if you're a bas shal shanim, your bia is a bia, and they bring a list of all the nafkaminas that come out from her bia being called a bia. One of the nafkaminas the Gemara brings is, nisis lekayin aichelis betruma. She marries a kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. Since she's 3 years old, the marriage has validity and she could eat truma. Rashi explains, the mask aichelis betruma, that if she be less than 3 years old, afal pishe kedusha kedushin aydei avia, even though less than 3 could have a good kedushin, but hayu ve'ein biyasa bia ein chupa se chupa. Since her bia is not a good bia, therefore her chupa is not a good chupa. So we have a clear Rashi, a big yisaid. You cannot make a chupa to someone that cannot have a bia done to her. The yisaid of a chupa is like a scholas bia, and since you can't have a bia done to you, the chupa doesn't work, and therefore only if you're 3 years old is the chuppah a valid chuppah, and you could eat truma. Taisvis is mochach not like this. Taisvis, the Ramach Nisus Lekayin, asks that why isn't the halacha that by Pchusim in Bas Gimel also that she could eat truma? Now, the rule really is that Medaraisa, every Arusa could eat truma. The whole reason that you can't eat truma by Arusa is Xera, either Ula's Xera, which is a Shematashka, she'll feed her siblings, or the Xera of Simpin, that we're afraid you'll find a mum. All those don't apply. All those gears don't apply after Nisuin. So usually the rule is that after Nisuin, since you have a Kedushin, so you're allowed to eat Midaraisa, so all the gears that are abundant don't apply after Nisuin. We're not worried Shematashka because you're living with the husband. You're not going to feed your siblings. We're not worried about Simpim because after marriage, he already knows what he got. There's no more problem with Mechach Tayyiz. So usually by Nisuin, you're allowed to eat. So Tayyiz asked, if you do Nisuin, even if she's less than 3, you don't have the Chashash of Ula, you don't have the Chashash of Simpin, the halacha should be, you're allowed to eat Truma even less than 3. Tayyiz answers, no, because since she's not a Bas Bia, she's not really going to live with her husband yet. She's Chayzeris Lebeis Aviyah, V'lei Badik Lo. She's going to live with her father's family, so we still have the Svar of Shematashka to her siblings, and he doesn't check her out because he didn't do the Bia yet. Therefore, we're still worried about Simpan. But Taisus is clear that you could have a chuppah even to someone that's not a bar bia. Even if you're not able to do a bia with someone that's less than 3 years old, you could still have a chuppah. His only reason that you can't eat is that even though the chuppah is valid, we still have the gzera of ula and simmon. So we have a tremendous machlek, is Rashi and Taisus. Could you do a chuppah to someone that's not royal bia? Rashi's mevor that if you can't do a bia, you can't do a chuppah. Taisus is mevor that even less than 3 years old, they can't have a bia, could still have a chuppah. There is a way to get out of the diak and Taisus. The Mishnah Melech himself, who brings down this Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Hilchos Ishes Perikimo Lachid Aleph, and Maskani comes out that it is a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taich Tvarav, he mentions that maybe you could say Taisus is not a raya, because the halacha is that by a gar's man, after 12 months, that's the time you're supposed to get married. So if the man pushes off the marriage after that gar's man, the halacha is she's truma. Because once you reach a gar's man, you're miyachar a makim, and there's no gzera of ula and simpan. So it could be that Taisus also agrees that a chuppah is not kaina. All Taisus means is that in regards to knocking off the gzera of ula and simpan, maybe the chuppah should be like ula and simpan. It should be like a gar's man. Just like by a gar's man, you reach the point that you don't have any gzeras to worry about, and therefore she could eat. So too by a chuppah, even though it doesn't work because you're not a bar bia, like Rashi says, maybe that should have the standards of a gar's man that he's miyachid her amakim. And that Taisus is saying that since she's not a bas bia, so she's chesar sabay sabia, and you're not miyachid her amakim, she goes back to her father's house. She could get out of it and say that Taisus agrees to Rashi, and Taisus also would hold that if you're not a bar bia, you can't have a chuppah, and all Taisus means is that it's a gar's man. The Shar Melech in Chuppas Chasanim Siv Zayin says that Rashi and Taisus do not argue. The Mishnah Melech comes out of Maskon and doesn't like this pshat. He says that Rashi and Taisus do argue. The Shar Melech says this would be the svara to get out of Taisus, to get out of saying that Taisus argues in Rashi. It could be Taisus agrees to Rashi. All Taisus is coming to Bar Vern is that maybe this should be on the level of a Gazman. And that Taisus says it's not even on the level of a Gazman, because since she's not a Basbi, she chayzeres lebeis aviyah v'leik badikla.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.